Gamble Aware asks for stricter gambling advertising controls. Gamble Aware is continuing with its campaign to have betting adverts banned from sports events and has quoted recent research that found the public support stricter restrictions on gambling advertising. The charity has praised many of the measures put forward in the Gambling Act white paper, but says that it lacks significant changes to gambling advertising rules, which it believes is a missed opportunity. Total ban on stadium advertising. As such, Gamble Aware is calling on the next government, which will be picked in next week's elections, to implement a ban on gambling adverts at sporting events. This would include the removal of sponsorship logos from players' shirts, merchandise, and in-stadium adverts. Premier League teams have promised to avoid front-of-shirt sponsorship deals with gambling operators, but experts believe that advertising board sponsorship is more visible and damaging. Gamble Aware has raised the issue amid an increase in betting and gambling advertising during UEFA Euro 2024. Zoe Osmond, CEO of Gamble Aware, argues that gambling ads often go unnoticed, posing risks to vulnerable groups. She also said that regardless of the upcoming election, Gamble Aware would have urged the government to ban these ads. Insufficient study into impact of gambling ads. The main reason for not including advertising-related measures in the white paper is the insufficient study of the impact of gambling ads on gambling harm. This viewpoint is supported by the Betting and Gaming Council, which highlighted that the government's research did not find a direct link between ad exposure and problem gambling. Gamble Aware disagrees, citing a survey showing that about 40% of problem gamblers were influenced to overspend due to ads. Quote, "The data starts to make you feel that the pushback from the last government, that there is no causation, needs to be re-examined." Zoe Osmond, Gamble Aware CEO.